Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Somebody who knows that all too well is our next guest from Rivals.com, John Garcia Jr., who's been busting his tail ever since he came aboard. As we said, busy man this time of year. John, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate all the hard work you're doing. And I know, as I just mentioned, this is a really tough time for college coaches, because their week off, they come and see these kids that committed to them and make sure that they've done the job.
100%. You know, the job's not done until pen meets paper on National Signing Day. So we still have a few months to go on that front. So, yeah, you recruit everybody, whether they said they're coming to your school or not. It's a free game, because obviously, you know, this thing changes week to week pretty much around the country. So imagine with the amount of talent in South Florida in particular.
Yeah. And also, it's come to a point now that just because you committed somewhere doesn't mean anything, because no one schools that want you ignore that. And it probably plays out pretty good. You look at Javion Hilson, who was committed to Florida State, and all of a sudden now he backs off. I know Miami is pulling hard for DJ Pickett. I mean, you got guys that they did with Hilton Stubbs early on, because like I said before, you look at Hilton Stubbs, and even though he was committed to USC, he showed up more at Miami than anywhere else. So you kind of get those tendencies. Talk about that. You got a Dallas Wilson who's going all the way across country to Oregon. You know, obviously, Michael Carroll kid's going to Alabama, and you got a lot of players. Tremell Jones, unfortunately, got hurt, but yeah. I'm sure he will still end up at Florida State. Who are the guys that are, you know, the Winston Watkins, Nathaniel Owusu-Boateng, those guys like that, Javion Hilson, they're all undecided. What happens with these players like that? Do they wait? Because I know that Javion wants to go in early. So what happens with these guys during the next couple of weeks, couple of months? Do they get – do people, like, kind of press them really hard to see – yeah, because – tell us about that, because that's a thing that a lot of people don't follow. You know, I mean, you're at the epicenter of that. You see everything. You talk to the kids all the time. You know, let's take Javion Hilson, one of the best defensive ends in the nation out of Coco. Obviously, everybody wants him. You get rumors Texas. You get rumors he wants to go and follow Javion Boggs to UCF.
Yep.
What do you hear? What's the feedback? Is it every day things change, or do you get to the point where you'll kind of like believe it when you see it?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of both. You know, I think when you talk about these seniors who are, 6 weeks away or so from really starting to lock things down, their lives are changing week to week because the potential future roster they're going to join is taking shape on Saturdays while they're playing on Fridays and trying to figure out exactly where they want to be. So then you set up visits, then you take the visits, and before the games and after the games, you're getting pressure from these coaches, these assistants, these staffers all over the place to stay at that school. And then we're going to get close to the season where not only are coaches on the road evaluating, they'll be in the homes here in the not-too-distant future to really try to close the deal with certain prospects. So for a Javion Hilson, who, like you said, elite pass rusher, premium position guy, and seemingly open until December – Texas is in there, Georgia is in there, Miami is in there, Alabama is in there. That list, UCF, that list is only going to grow here going forward to the point right. where every week, wherever he is a big deal. He was supposed to go to Florida this past weekend. He ended up canceling. He's got trips to Texas and Texas A&M set here going forward. So he's already got 2 weekends locked in. So now people are trying to campaign for those other weekends, hoping they have a home game where he could potentially show up because now we've got an unlimited official visit. So there's so many factors to consider all at once. But for those elite guys, you understand why they're missing calls. They're missing texts from, you know, millionaire coaches because there's so much attention all at once while going to school and while, of course, playing ball.
Yeah, I agree. John Garcia Jr. from Rivals.com. Let's take DJ Pickett. Okay, he has family down in Miami. His cousin, his uncle played at Miami. They got a bunch of kids that they're recruiting from that area. He's committed, obviously, to LSU, but he's been down here a couple of times. He was here for the Florida A&M game. What do you look at from them? I mean, I know we have a lot of fans from both sides, LSU fans in Miami, to listen, but does DJ Pickett stay, or is there a chance that Miami could get him?
Well, there's absolutely a chance Miami can get him. I think what we know right now is that if there is a top threat to LSU, it is the Miami Hurricanes. We know Florida hosted him a couple weeks ago. Georgia's still trying to get him on campus. Oregon was sort of viewed as the dark horse, maybe even the favorite at one point. But the thought and the feel right now is that Miami's the top threat to LSU. So Miami got the FAMU visit, as you mentioned. LSU gets him on campus this weekend. Corey Raymond is really the ace recruiter here that is holding off the Miami front, which is certainly not singular. It's not just one coach. It's Mario Cristobal on down from the Miami side, not to mention the family ties and the players that are trying to get involved there as well. So logistically, he's just going to be able to see Miami more than he's able to see LSU. So there is some confidence in Coral Gables, especially with so much of the class already committed, that, hey, they could allocate a little bit more time, a little bit more resources to the number one player in the state. And why not? He's 6'4", freaky fast, two-way guy. I mean, he's a game changer. You look at what Travis Hunter's done at Colorado. Some programs view DJ Pickett as a bigger version of that, you know, so a really rare talent. So you understand why Miami, in their ascent, is absolutely not going to slow down for this kid.
Yeah, no doubt. That's John Garcia. You can follow him at Rivals.com. Give everybody all the information where they could read you. They could follow you on social media as well.
Yeah, real simple. Like you said, Rivals.com across all platforms. And my social is John_JR across the board as well. We'll be out at a few games this week once again, so check us out.
Yeah, are you going to be a Chaminade game on Thursday and then Heritage Central on Friday?
You know it.
We'll see you there. We're kind of like all going to the same places. And last week's game, like I said, was even though it lasted almost till midnight, the Norland and Northwestern game was very entertaining and a lot of talent. As we said, you had the head Penn State head honcho there, along with the great recruiting coordinator, Juwan Sider, who does a tremendous job. We're going to have you back because I want to talk 26. I appreciate you always, man. We'll see you this week. And thanks a lot for stopping by.
Sounds good, Blue. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. John Garcia Jr., one of the best in the business, from Rivals.com. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Now, they treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Monday evening. Terrence Honeywood, he's a senior wide receiver DB from Miami, New Orleans. He joins us next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.